We do not presume to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. Christ is our peace. He has reconciled us to God in one body by the cross. We meet in his name and share his peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Lord, yours is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all things come from you, and of your own we give you. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father Almighty, never-living God, at all times and in all places, it is right to give you thanks and praise. And so with all your people, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and singing. Blessed are you, Father, the creator and sustainer of all things. You made us in your own image. Male and female, you created us. Even when we turned away from you, you never ceased to care for us. But in your love and mercy, you freed us from the slavery of sin, giving your only begotten Son to become man and suffer death on the cross to redeem us. He made there the one complete and all-sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. He instituted and in his holy gospel commanded us to continue a perpetual memory of his precious death until he comes again. On the night that he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks to you, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, with this bread and this cup we do as Christ your Son commanded. We remember his passion and death. We celebrate his resurrection and ascension, and we look for the coming of his kingdom. Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts, grant by the power of the life-giving Spirit that we may be made one in your holy church and partakers of the body and blood of your Son, that he may dwell in us and we in him. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Amen. As our Savior Christ has taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. We be many are one body, for we all share in the one bread. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God, who has taken away the sins of the world. Happy are those who are called to his supper. Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, and I shall be healed.
Jesus, bearer of sins, have mercy Let us pray.
Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that after your resurrection, you appeared to James and endowed him with gifts of leadership for your church. May we who have known you now in the breaking of bread be people of prayer and reconciliation. We ask it for your love's sake. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. We continue in our prayers to pray for the community of Creeshloch and the local areas of Kilmacrenan, Ballymore and Dunfanaghy. We pray for all those families who are bereaved. We pray for the togetherness of that community which has suffered so much, giving thanks for the love and the care being expressed and being conveyed by neighbour supporting neighbour, friend supporting friend, and families coming together, united in their grief. We pray for the clergy, and we pray for all those who are supporting that community, a community known to all of us so very well from times of holiday and refreshment in that part of Donegal. May they be very close to you, O Lord, to seek your strength to sustain them this day and always. Amen. God give you grace to share the inheritance of James and his saints in glory. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you this day and always. Amen. Thank you all very much for being with us this morning, and do take good care as you make your way in this dreary weather outside with the leaves falling in abundance. Take care as you make your way home. During the service, I made reference to the Organ Scholarship Board award service that takes place here this afternoon, and your support, if you are available, would be greatly valued and appreciated. Here in this parish, we are very fortunate to have not just one organist, but also those who assist Joe at the organ in so many different ways, especially Brian Clements, who's presiding today, who is a graduate of the Organ Scholarship Scheme. And we can see here at first hand the benefits of the scheme and the support that Brian gives to us as Dr. McKee is playing the organ at Campbell College for the Campbell College service as we gather here. But there are many parishes throughout the Diocese of Down-Dromore and also the Diocese of Connor who do not have organists. Not only do they not have organists, they can't get organists. And many of my colleagues who are rectors spend a lot of